The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. We're live. It's Monday morning. It is January the 21st of 2019. We're 3 weeks into a new year. So I hope you're having a wicked January. All the pigs are fed and ready to fly. I hope all your ducks are lined up, and any other metaphors that we can use for you having a wonderful start to your new year. So we're live today. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about forums. It came from a conversation I was having with a brand new client, and the client is going on forums and he's getting told a lot of information by a lot of people, like you've got no experience, so you're going to get eaten alive. You won't be able to make it, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. So I can't tell you how many times people said those words to me. You ain't going to make it, son. Oh, you need to listen to me. You ain't going to make it. That's what we used to say in that very northern accent. I used to get called all sorts. A loser. Yeah, that's fine. Maybe I'm a loser, but I'll be a loser with my £7 million worth of property, living in the Med, working whenever I want to work. Thank you very much. That's what makes me a loser. That's fine. I don't mind. You're a nerd. Yep, you're right. I am a nerd. I was programming COBOL 77 when I was aged 18. Thank you very much. And you wonder why my websites attract all the visitors and all the technical stuff that we're able to do. That's fine. Don't be afraid about being labelled useless, you're lazy. Maybe you're lazy because you haven't found the thing that you want in life, right? So you just stay in bed. And then as soon as you find what you want, poof, you're out and you're working 18-hour days, and then people come along saying, oh, you're working too hard. Oh, you can't win. So back to forums. You can't win. Forums are just one of the worst places for you to go. When I was going through my single dad thing, I go on single dad forums. My goodness me, how anybody just doesn't top themselves after reading those forums is anyone's guess. The most depressing places you could go to. And then let's talk about property forums, shall we? Full of experts. Well, as somebody who runs a current forum, one of the more popular ones, said about one of my clients, if he's so wealthy, why doesn't he retire on one deal? Have you seen his £1 million house? He started with minus 50 quid 8 years ago. Have you seen his £1 million house? Maybe he doesn't want to retire at age 35. Do you know what I mean? Why should he? Who are you? Well, just because I can't make my property portfolio work, she said. Yeah. Well, there might be a reason for that, love. Oof, condescending Monday mornings. So, it gets a bee in my bonnet. So, so look, the forums are the wrong places for you to hang out. Why are you hanging out in Loserville? Why would you do that? Get off the forums, go meet some successful people, and go hang out with those guys. You're going to learn an awful lot more, and in turn, you're going to earn an awful lot more. The types of people that we've met in forums, the I'm always right type person. Sometimes that's me, by the way. I've got two properties, but I'm always right. That's not me. I've been doing this 6 months, and I know everything. I've done a weekend training course with one of the property coaches, so I'm an expert now. Because I've got belief. They've taught me about mindset. I spent 25 minutes talking about mindset. It's one of my bugbears about property courses. Here's the mindset section. It's 25 minutes. Oh, okay. I spent £120,000 on my personal development in total over the last 8 to 10 years, right? I spent an awful lot of money on my personal development. Mindset, you can't fit into a 25-minute. Think positive. Woo! Yeah. Let's think positive. Positive thoughts. Let's do that in a 25-minute bit on a weekend call. It's just ridiculous, right? So you're going to get the type of person where you're always wrong. You're going to get the type of person, well, I've been doing this 20 years and I'm not successful. Yeah, but there might be a reason for that. Do you know what I mean?
it might well be a reason for that. Maybe it's because you think you would know it all, and the reality is maybe you don't. So, and then you see there's the other angle, which is pulling down anybody who's had any success. Okay, now I'm on one of these, and I've never responded to it because I'm like, oh, I just can't even be bothered, because as soon as I respond to something, keyboard warriors come in, don't they? And then, like, one of them put, oh, I've uploaded a picture of his family, of him, but I've taken his family out of it. No, dickhead, I think you'll find that was Billionaire Bootcamp in Portugal in 2010, I think it was. I was there on my own. I had my nuts around my neck. Thank you very much. My kakui nuts from Hawaii, actually. So it's just like, it's just lie upon lie upon lie, all meant to make the person sound as bad. And then people come and go, oh, I've got as much information as I need about this then. And it's like, what information have you got? From one sentence, you've got all the information, have you? Oh, okay. So it's not even the full information. It's like 1% of it, and people are taking a snapshot. So it's like going to a party, and everyone else is having an amazing time, but you get caught up in a fight where the guy's really drunk, punches you in the face, and you go home. And your friends phone you next day and they go, how was the party? We had a great time. And he goes, it was the worst party I've ever been to. Shocking. Never again. About 1% right there. That's the bit that goes onto forums and all the rest of it. It's just ridiculous, right? And it's always one-sided. You got into a fight because you're touching up the guy's missus, right? Oh, he misses that bit out, I notice, right? So it's like going onto forums is just this weave of lie after lie after lie, make it sound worse than it is. So we had a lady who we took on as a client and as a property coaching client, and she was doing nothing at all, right? So it's like, okay, you know, we decided, she'd agreed, she needed a business to create some cash to generate so that she could then eventually put that into property, and then it's balanced. Because all investors, all good property investors, have two businesses. You look at any of those trainers, property coaching trainers, we've got two businesses, right? One's property, one's business. So that if you have a shake-up in their property world, their business world can cover it. That's why we do it, right? I've got a business too. I've got a couple of businesses. But if we have a shake-up here, because this is the long-term wealth, this is the bank, this is the money that will pay us for the rest of our lives till we die, and then we put it in a trust and it pays our family for the rest of their lives till they die, and so on and so on and so on for the next 1,000 years. That's why we're in property, right? But so we protect this one as much as we can, and we do that by having a secondary, tertiary business. That's just what we do. And if you've not thought that that's what you need to do, then that is what you need to do. Okay. So then we're like, okay, so you've got your property, fine. Now, you haven't got property, but that's where we're getting to. But you need a business because you also need £25,000 a year to get your mortgages. Okay. So you need to have an income, and you haven't got an income right now. So you need a business. We worked out what the business was. You need a website. It took months and months and months of not getting a website. So we said, look, we'll just do it for £200. So then on the forum, it forced me to have a website for £200. I'm a property coach. We're not forcing anybody. So that's how it worked out. And then everyone comes in, piles on. There you go. What can you do about it? You can't do anything about it. The second that you respond, that's it. They've got you. You're like, they can now tease you and taunt you and make up as much stuff as they want, and it ain't going to make a difference. Just doesn't matter what it sounds like. It's just going to make you worse. So the only thing you can do is to completely ignore it and just crack on with doing what you're doing. Because the other side of it is that you don't own that forum. Like, I can talk now. Someone comes live. I can control the conversation, and someone asks an awkward question. I can answer the awkward question. But in a forum that I don't own, you can't do anything. And I tell you, Richard Branson, Lord Sugar, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, they don't give a flying fuck about property forums or the Daily Mail or the Times newspaper. They just don't care. They don't even know about it. So it's like they're totally blinkered and they're totally focused on the goal, on the path, on the level of success that they want, and that's where they're going. They're not looking back and looking at forums. So stay off forums, especially if you've got something about you. Just don't even bother reading it. But more than that, if you're a person who's wanting to be successful, why are you spending your time reading forums? You've got all these books, this wealth of knowledge from people who are, we assume, are very successful. Some of them might not be, okay, because having a book is a key to their marketing plan, and I get that. But on the whole, 99% of people are successful. We're not hanging around on forums – trying to prove their worth, right? They're selling books by the hundreds a month or for thousands a month, right? Now, you show me a person on that forum who's selling 100 books a month and is actually on a forum, it's not happening. They're not on the forums. They're busy being successful. Now, that does not mean they're busy jet skiing and floating around on a million-pound yacht, because this is, you know, I love the Guardian website, by the way, and I love it because it's so dire, the type of people that comment on it. Well, if you're so wealthy, why are you on here? Because I'm looking because I want to get a touch and a feel for where people are at with regards to investors and that kind of thing. And it motivates me when people call us rentiers. Oh, you do no work and you get paid money. Like, have you any idea of the amount of work that we do as property investors? We just had a tenant move out, left it a complete tip. The grass is no longer grass. It's just mud. I mean, it's just, you know, it's cost a lot of money to go in, new carpets, repaint it, the whole kit and caboodle. Don't know what that phrase means, kit and caboodle. The whole lot, right? The whole nine yards. Don't know what that phrase means either. but you just sit there taking money off people's hard-earned money. Yeah, and you provide no service whatsoever. Yeah, we don't provide housing. We don't provide a home, a place of security and warmth for a person to raise their family. No, you don't. Okay. So this is the problem with listening. And really, this is deep down. Let's get nitty-gritty here. This is deep down what the actual problem is. The problem isn't the forums. The problem isn't the Guardian or the Daily Mail or other people's opinions. The problem is other people's opinions. The problem is that other people's opinions are based on their model of the world. So if they're brought up to hate rich people or wealthy people or people investing for their long term, or they grow up hating Apple and I invest in Apple, then they're going to try and put me off investing in Apple. It's as simple as that. I hate Apple. And I can't understand why people would invest in Apple. Notice the stock price has gone down. That company won't exist in 20 years' time. They've got a problem as Apple. They're selling mobile phones. You've got Huawei and Samsung. What are you going to do? Like you're going to have a problem. Unless Apple changes its business model in some way, they should have moved into the Netflix model with a subscription, and I think that's what's coming, but they haven't done it yet. Like, even Disney's moving into a subscription model, because we know that the subscription model going into the 21st century, which we've been in 19 years, that is the business model that you need to be in right now. You ain't going to be getting people on forums telling you that. You show me a person on a forum who's got a subscription model. Not many, less than 0.5%, I reckon. But show me who's got a subscription model on some of the property forums. Nobody. So you ain't going to be getting your information from property forums, from Johnny, who's got two properties, has been doing it for 6 months, but he lies about how many properties he's got and giving out wrong information. There's a guy on The Guardian giving out completely wrong information about regards access to landlords entering a person's property, giving out completely the wrong thing, and then putting me down and saying, well, if you knew what you were doing, you would know that you were wrong. And it's like, but you're actually completely incorrect. But he's giving this information out. And that's the worry. That's the problem of going out on forums. It's such a negative place. And you pipe up and you type something, poof, someone comes and blows your head off. Because you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. I've been told I'm being wrong all my life. I don't need to go on forums to tell me I'm wrong. I'm luckily, because my ego gets a stroke because I live here in Spain and the sun's streaming through and I'm having to avoid the sun hitting me in the face at 9:15 on a Monday morning when everyone else is sat in traffic, checking the phone, looking at forums while driving. So the key here, right, the biggest learning, as well as it being a Monday morning rant, which it is, the key here for you is, like, if you want to be successful, there are certain things that you've got to do. You've got to stay away from naysayers. Let's just cover this whole angle. You've got to stay away from naysayers. You've got to stay away from, well, that won't work. You've got to stay away from the, well, my mate tried this, and I've told this story so many times. My mate, he did buy to let, and he had they stapled loads of pizza boxes on his front wall, so I won't do it. Yeah, because pizza boxes on your front wall, you take them all off, you replaster it, you repaint it, covered your bond, you're back in business 2 days later. Not even a problem, is it? Maybe 4 days, because it takes a bit of while for the plaster to dry, but then you get a little dehumidify and dry it out quickly. Stay away from all these types of people. Why would you? It's like going to a party, standing next to the speaker And then when someone says, what was the party like? It was rubbish. It was just so loud. I couldn't hear anybody speak, so it was rubbish. And the other person's going, yeah, but you were stood next to the speaker all night. Why would you go on a forum and stand next to the shouty people where you can't hear yourself think? Why would you do that? Go to the other people having a polite conversation who are successful in their conversations. Those people are podcasts, videos on YouTube, potentially, right? Potentially. You've got to double check on it. Books. Because like I say, how many best-selling authors are hanging around in property tribes? Nobody. Or Property 118? Nobody. Like, actually, Property 118 is a lot more professional. But don't hang around these places. Why are you going hanging around business forums for? You ain't going to be getting your answers from a business forum. You ain't getting your answer. Hey, guys, I'm on Facebook, and I'm in a Facebook group. It's 5,000 people in London startups. And now I'm wondering, because this is really important, do I go under my own name or do I go as a private limited company? Like, that answer could change that person's life. So what we're doing, we're going on Facebook and asking 5,000 random strangers in a startup group what they think they should do. Yeah, because you've qualified those people who are going to give you the answers. That's crazy. What a stupid thing to do. Why don't you go on a website, find an accountant, pick up the phone, email them, ask the blooming accountant who actually can tell you the pros and cons of one or the other. Instead, no, some people decide to go onto forums and ask, because Facebook is a forum too, right? And Facebook is a forum that's completely, everyone, it's like assholes, right? Opinions. Everyone's got one, and they're usually full of the same stuff, right? But just because someone's got an opinion doesn't mean that it's qualified in any way, shape, or form. Just because someone's got a mobile device, like anyone can get a mobile device, therefore anyone can have an opinion. But when you put out your opinion, someone says, that's rubbish, that, you're rubbish, that sucks, you're terrible, you are a horrific human being, you're vile. These are some of the words that people use. When you explain to them why they're wrong. Why would you put yourself in that situation? Get rid of it. Hang out with the people who've got 100 properties, who've got 20 properties, who've got 10 properties. At least they're on the path. Find those people. It's like going to networking events. Just don't go speak to a person who happens to speak to you. Go find the richest person in the room. Who's the guy who's got the most properties? Who's the guy who's done 3 deals in the last 6 months plus? They're the people you want to be hanging out with, not going on forums and hanging out with people you can't qualify in any way, shape, or form. And they don't even use their real name. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself on show for someone to come and bitch slap you around the head? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I avoid them. And it was one of the keys to my success is going, hang on a minute. I got to stop listening to random strangers who are unqualified and just have very strong opinions. Because, like I said, those opinions are based on their own personal life experiences, going to the party and getting beaten up, going to a party and standing next to the speaker, saying, no, it's a rubbish party, never going again. And you're listening to that, going, oh, yeah, better not do that then. It just doesn't make any sense. We're big boys and girls. We've got to start looking after our own stuff, our own life, and we've got to start controlling who comes into our life and who's, more importantly, whose opinions we allow into our life. This is a problem with family, of course. Like, it's your family. You have to let your family's opinions in, whether they're negative or not. Well, no, you don't, actually. Got rid of mine. I was in an environment that I was always the black sheep in our family. Always. Nothing was ever good enough. I don't speak to them anymore, brothers. It just, what's the point? I'm wrong anyway, so what's the point of even having an opinion? So just, you go off, do what you need to do, I'll go off, do what I need to do, and we'll all be happily ever after. But why are you letting other people on forums coming in and shaping the way that you think about stuff? It's not good. It's not a good place for you to be. It's not helpful for your long-term well-being and your long-term positive mental attitude. And it's definitely not good for your long-term wealth. So stay off them. That was an awesome rant. That will do us for today. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. I hope that's useful. I hope it's food for thought. And I hope you're going, I think Dan's got a point, actually. I need to stay off those forums. It can be addictive hanging out on these forums because then you, well, what did he say? I need to go back and respond to that person and tell them what I think. And, like, nobody cares. It's just one-upmanship. Just get off them, stay off them, buy yourself a book, listen to Audible, read the books, download the PDFs that cost you £7.95. three plus shipping offers. Get all that stuff, right? They're the people who are actually making waves in today's society and actually making some changes in their lives. And you could do well to copy what those people are doing, not random people on property forums. All right, I hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latter. We shall catch up with you in the morning. Have a great day, folks. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.